From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading Boo Hoo by Renee Gutteridge. Now, let's begin with Boo Hoo. Chapter 1.
Step back!
Tension made Garth Twine's tone harsh and his stomach sour. Everyone in the room kept a watchful eye on his shaking hand as it wielded the knife. The two sheriff's deputies flanking him, each with one hand on his holster, glanced at each other nervously, then obeyed. Garth noticed a trickle of sweat rolling down Deputy Kennard's temple. It glistened its way down his puffy cheek and under the fat rolls of his chin. Garth pulled at his hair and looked at the knife he was holding. Barely holding. His limb shook as badly as if he were on a date, and now he had a sudden urge to go to the bathroom. What timing!
"Why don't you set that knife down?" Deputy Bledsoe said.
"Why don't you shut your trap?"
Garth barked. Both deputies gasped, then swallowed down the air.
"Look, let's just all settle down here," Kennard said.
Hyperventilation declared its warning in the center of Garth's lungs. This was not a good sign. He had performed a lot of different operations under a lot of different kinds of stress, but this was just absurd.
"Can't you two put your guns somewhere else?"
he growled.
"What are you going to do, shoot me?"
Bledsoe snorted.
"We're just following the sheriff's orders, Garth. Besides, they're not even loaded."
Garth shot a skeptical glance at Kennard, who shrugged and said, "It's scary Indiana, for crying out loud. The only thing we'd need a bullet for is to kill a snake."
"I know a few of those," Bledsoe chuckled.
His smile faded when he glanced at Garth and then the very real knife he was holding.